A delegation of U.S. artists from several American organizations are in Gaza to bring worldwide attention to the water crisis in the besieged territory. The artists said they came to help local community paint murals about water, a basic human right. The initiative will create a series of 10 collaborative mural projects in 10 cities across the globe in areas impacted by water rights issues.
This mural is part of a series of murals, one by Breaking the Silence in Olympia, Washington, in the United States, and 10 that are being painted in different cities by the Estria Foundation's Water Rights Project.
Part of what this mural program is about is to bring attention to the fact that the illegal siege and blockade of Gaza is causing a territory-wide clean water problem.
The murals will be painted at the sites of water purification units, which have been installed at schools and kindergartens as part of the Middle East Children's Alliance Maya project, which was launched in September 2009 to provide Palestinian children with clean drinking water.
Today, this is a big occasion for us because it is a bridge of solidarity with Palestinian people through solidarity coming through a very important issue, which is the water issue.
I'm here participating in the Maya Murals Brigade, and the point of our trip here is to paint a series of murals at the schools, at the UNRWA schools, with children about the water conditions here in Gaza.
Through their collective creative process of painting, the artists aim to engage youth, local artists, organizers, and environmental activists to create imagery which reflects the need for drinking water.
Water experts say that more than 90% of the groundwater in Gaza is not suitable for human consumption, adding that Palestinians get only a quarter of the water the Israelis have access to.
According to the Gaza Coastal Municipal Water Utility, Gaza will not have any fresh groundwater by 2015. Gazans consume more than 170 million liters from an aquifer, which is the only source of groundwater in the strip.
In the last 2 decades, heavy pollution came from the non-proper sewage systems. And this, together with the seawater intrusion, led us to this declaration that only 5% of our water is drinkable.
The ongoing 5-year siege of Gaza has meant an increasingly long waiting list of spare parts and building materials. This directly has affected Gaza's ability to maintain its sanitation and water treatment facilities. Yusuf Al-Hilo, Press TV, Gaza.